and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 23rd of April. 54 degrees on our way to 75 before it's all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Interim National Teachers Hall of Fame Director Maddie Fennell. Maddie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Glad to have you in with us. How are things going up in Omaha today?
Well, things are good. Things are good. You know, it's that wind's blowing through the prairies.
Yeah,
so
yes,
just trying not to get blown down to Kansas. Not today.
Understood. Well, obviously the announcements came in over the last month about this year's class of inductees. Tell us a little bit about the class that's going to be inducted here in about 6 to 7 weeks now.
Yeah, what a joy it was to travel to all of their schools and have the opportunity to see them surprised in person. We started up in Wisconsin with two inductees who actually live 45 minutes apart. Shelley Moore Krajacek, who is an English teacher at South Milwaukee High School, who's done a ton of advocacy work for educators and for students. One of her letters of recommendation was from a former student of hers who said that Shelley had actually inspired her to become a teacher because of the compassion and the educating that she did. So that was fantastic. Terry Caldestall is teaching in Kettle Moraine School District. He teaches sixth grade. He is just an amazing history teacher. He's been not only the Wisconsin Teacher of the Year, but he was the History Teacher of the Year. Just this last weekend, two more sets of his students won the state history teaching or history competition and are going to be heading to Washington, D.C. Terry has just got an exemplary record of students who have gone on to do amazing things. One of his students actually had a documentary she did that was shown in the Smithsonian, and Terry just does amazing things with his students. It was so much fun to be his classroom. The projects that those kids put together, they look like professional. It was just incredible.
Good.
Then headed to California, where we honored Keith Ballard, who teaches mariachi and steel drum band, very close to down in the south part of San Diego and very close to the border. In fact, he said, look, you can stand right here and you can see Mexico. And he actually brought the mariachi to his school district, and he has had students who've gone on to become professional mariachi players, and he just really brings the culture into the school and utilizes his students' culture to help them learn. And then from there was on to Hawaii with Joel Truesdell. Joel is actually a retired educator from Kamehameha High School, but he is a science teacher who he's got students working not only professionally in the science field, but I had the opportunity when I was at his high school to see there was a certain kind of tree that was not extinct, but they were having a hard time. They're worried it was going to become extinct in Hawaii. And through the work of Joel and his students, they actually planted 5 acres, 7,000 of the trees to help restore that. And he is very much into using Hawaiian culture to help his students learn. All the students at Kamehameha come from the Hawaiian culture. And so he was really utilizing that culture in his teaching. And he has been an Einstein fellow. And he now, in his retirement, travels the world doing professional development for educators. And then we rounded out our surprise ceremonies with Keisha Thorpe. Keisha is now an assistant principal out in Prince George's County, Maryland, at Charles Flowers High School. This young woman was born in Jamaica in severe poverty. She and her sister were raised by their grandmother, and through a track scholarship, was able to go to college in the United States. And while in college, she and her sister started a nonprofit that has helped over 500 students get to college without having tuition debt, getting other kids out of poverty. That is just one of the many. That she did that when she was in college.
Yikes.
And she's gone on to have an incredible teaching career. And actually, she was named a Global Teacher Prize winner. So she has won acclaim just literally internationally for the things that she's done for students and for her teaching. So that this class, it just left me in awe of what they do for kids every day. Just truly the epitome of excellence.
Yeah, again, talking with Interim National Teachers Hall of Fame Director Maddie Fennell. Well, Maddie, another elite class of inductees. I tell you what, we're certainly impressed. It's kind of jaw-dropping, you know, every year, the quality of individuals we get in here and are inducted into Emporia's National Teachers Hall of Fame. It certainly is exciting. So what's up next? You gather a trip to D.C.?
Yes, we're preparing for the trip to D.C. We leave next week. We're going to be, we'll be at the United States Capitol. We'll do a tour there. Each of our teachers will meet with their representatives. We've got a tour of the White House scheduled. We are going to do spend some time at the U.S. Department of Education, meeting with staff at the U.S. Department of Education and doing some taping so that other folks can learn from our esteemed Hall of Fame inductees. And then we'll be spending a night at the Smithsonian, we'll spend a morning at the Smithsonian behind the scenes at the American History Museum. And then we'll do the National Education Association. It will be honoring our inductees at a lunch and an event, and then we'll round out everything with an evening at the Kennedy Center on Friday evening. So it's going to be a very fast but fun trip.
And then everybody basically starts gathering then mid-June here for the official induction activities that are going to be here in Emporia scattered around town. What's on the itinerary for the activities here at home?
Well, you know, it's very interesting to me. I took this job because I have a number of friends who are Hall of Fame inductees, and I've heard about the Hall of Fame for 15, 20 years, and I wanted to help honor them by taking on this work. But what I heard from every one of them, as well as many other inductees that I interviewed, was how incredible Emporia Week was, that they have never felt so honored and so loved and so lifted up as an educator as the week that they spent in Emporia. And so I'm really excited to be able to experience this for the first time. I have followed the work of Carol Strickland and Ken Weaver in setting things up. And so we're going to be doing a lot of the traditional things that we've done. There'll be the tour of Emporia from Roger Heineken, really giving everybody an idea of, you know, what teacher town is like. I've been telling everybody that, you know, in my study of the hall, what I've learned is that the Hall of Fame is in Emporia because Emporia is the heart of America and education is the heart of our democracy. And so we want them to really get to know Emporia. And so Roger will be doing his tour and we'll be speaking with media there. We hope to do some events perhaps with students. We'll be having the Thursday night band concert and ice cream social. And then the big event, of course, is the big banquet on Friday night where we have our induction.
Again, Maddie Fennell joining us, the Interim Director of the National Teachers Hall of Fame, talking about the induction class, talking about the induction activities that are to come. From your perspective here, Maddie, what do you have to do on the planning side between basically now and really, what is it, a couple of weeks when you leave for D.C. and then really the planning side now also when you're getting ready here for that big induction week, the formal induction week here in Emporia?
Well, you know, I have lists of lists. I'm a list maker. I was up last night making my list to make sure, who do I have to email? Who do I have to call? Emailing Carol, hey, what was this part again? Who was I supposed to talk to about this? And, of course, between Carol Strickland and Jen Baldwin, they've done a great job of, you know, helping me along the way and handing things over. And when I came into this job, you know, I had three primary roles. One was helping this new class get inducted and be honored. The second was just doing the typical administrative tasks as an executive director to keep things moving forward. But the third was a sustainability and feasibility study and really helping the board dive deep and kind of look at where we are and where we want to be. So in addition to doing all this great work to honor our inductees, I'm also very much involved in helping the board as we set a path forward that will keep us rooted in Emporia, keep the museum in Emporia while we really focus on the inductees and really find a way through the physical space of the museum to tell the story of what American educators do and then set our inductees in the context of that story while expanding truly our national perspective. We need more people to know about the greatness that is the National Teachers Hall of Fame. And in order to do that, we're going to have to expand our website and our social media. We're looking forward. I'm meeting this week, actually, with the folks who are going to redo our website, help us expand our social media so that we can have a greater national influence and bring more people to Emporia and more of a light to the great work that's done at the National Teachers Hall of Fame. That's and, great. Of course, yeah. as well as our Memorial to Fallen Educators. We also want more people need to know that that national memorial is in Emporia and that, you know, Teacher Town is about not only honoring those who are teaching, but honoring those who have given their all in the service to their students.
Well, it's great to hear that, you know, Emporia is a priority in keeping the, you know, Hall of Fame here. And we certainly want to do all we can annually. You know, the time we get with the Hall of Fame inductees here on our radio station, we annually have all the inductees in our studio for a great conversation. It's one of our great interview segments of the entire year. Every year, an opportunity to hear from these top-notch educators and how they got started, what drives them, and how they got to be as good as they are. So it's always a very outstanding program we look forward to. And, of course, we have our National Teachers Hall of Fame annual radio auction a week before Thanksgiving every year right here, raising money for the Hall of Fame and money that can be used on the induction weekend here in Emporia. So we're very, very happy and proud always to salute and support the Hall of Fame and all the fine work it does to honor these elite educators that will be in Emporia here. Not too
we
long
could
from now.
Not, now. I know, and we could not do it without the support of KVOE and the incredible businesses within Emporia and the citizens of Emporia who, you know, not only open their hearts, but they open up their pocketbooks, and they make sure that we have the resources needed to keep things going. We couldn't keep going without the auction and without the support of everybody in Emporia.
Maddie, I am going to ask, because there are some concerns here over the last year to 15 months here about really the footing of the National Teachers Hall of Fame, whether it's as a brick-and-mortar location here at Emporia State University with the office, the museum, the National Memorial to Fallen Educators, or just as in general terms as a Hall of Fame concept. How concerning is the situation right now, and kind of what's leading to the strategic plan that is focusing more, it seems like, on not only keeping the presence here locally, but expanding that national outreach?
So, as you know, as I just heard on your radio show, as people have had to retool after COVID and have had to look at what their focus is, our board has had to do that also. Many 501c3s, especially education 501c3s, have seen their funds and their giving decrease. The Hall of Fame has struggled a bit to make sure that they have the resources needed to do what they need to do. And so the board really did their due diligence and their fiscal responsibility to look deeply at all potentials. And they really came to the understanding that if we could have a robust giving campaign, development campaign, and if we really focused our activities, that we can keep the Hall of Fame open and actually grow what we're doing. And so the board is very committed to that. We are going to definitely keep the Hall of Fame in Emporia at the ESU campus. We're going to keep the National Memorial, of course. In fact, we're outsourcing right now. We have to actually add to the National Memorial. We have filled the granite memorials that we have right now, but we have more names waiting, so we are going to need $50,000 to buy another tablet in which we can inscribe the names of those who have died in giving service to students. So we are very committed to staying in Emporia, but we want the museum to tell a story. We have many wonderful things in the museum, but we need to make sure that we're telling the story that our mission tells us to that's about our mission and our vision, which is a story about the American educator, the story of how educators have grown and changed to meet the needs of their students and how that is going to continue on. We want to stay rooted in our history, you know, but also reaching for the stars and what do we have to become to make sure that we're telling that story, but also as educators, how do we change to meet the needs of our students? We want that all to be a part of the story that the museum and the Hall of Fame tells, and of course, centering our inductees in that story. So we're staying in Emporia. I will be very honest, it was something the board had to look at, but after a very deep dive and many, many, many conversations, everybody is committed to staying in Emporia because it's so important to the work we do, because our inductees tell us it is so important to them. I said, if we could only do one trip, would it be D.C. or Emporia? And they said, Emporia, hands down. That is so important to us. We feel honored there. And the citizens of Emporia really do roll out the red carpet for us. And so, you know, I have been touched by what I've heard about Emporia and the commitment that everyone there has. And I think it's a dual commitment. We are as committed to Emporia as Emporia is committed to the National Teachers Hall of Fame. So we're not moving. We're staying there. We just want to grow. We want to grow in how we tell our story in our physical space, and we want to grow in our national presence. Everybody needs to know about the National Teachers Hall of Fame and about Teacher Town in the middle of Emporia.
That is great to hear, Maddie. You are the interim director of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Does the search roll on for a full-time director?
So my interim status will end June 30th, but then I've just recently the board has asked me to stay on for another year, so I will be the executive director for a year starting July 1, and during that time we are working to bring on another executive director. We'll start the search process. We want to bring on someone by January so that I can then have the opportunity to mentor that person, and they'll be ready to take the reins on July 1st of 2025, which I can't believe I'm saying 2025.
No.
I remember when that seemed so far off, and good laws, we're a quarter of a century into the 2000s. It's just amazing to me.
Well, Maddie, really appreciate your time with us here today. You know, really good news here on the inductees, but also the Teachers Hall of Fame future direction here. So we really appreciate your time and your updates here on both sides of things, and looking forward to seeing you here in the mid-June time period for the formal induction activities here.
Thank you so much, and we just appreciate KVOE and all the support you give to the National Teachers Hall of Fame.
Maddie, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
You bet. You too. Take care now.
All right. National Teachers Hall of Fame Interim Director Maddie Fennell joining us on our primetime newsmaker, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the newsmaker spots, Friday is the only one open this week, so let us know if that is in your sights, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. We're talking about communications matters at the city level with City Communications Manager Christine Torrens and Director of Special Projects Taylor Wash tomorrow morning.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 737, 54 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Get ready for incredible savings at Prairie Land Partners. Backed by popular demand.